Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
But first up this morning, over 2,000 children are being left without a hot school meal today, as at least one provider has pulled out of making the lunches for smaller schools. So the rules around how the scheme is run, they've changed, and many schools only found out last week that they were losing access to the meals. According to the Irish Examiner this morning, one provider, The Lunch Bag, has pulled away from servicing smaller schools with concerns that other providers may follow suit. And if you're a parent or a school, a teacher or a principal who's been affected by this, we'd love to hear from you this morning on 51551 or the WhatsApp number 0870 32 32 32. Let's get more on this now, firstly from Aideen O'Mahony, who's principal of Clahan's National School in County Clare. Aideen, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So what happened? When did you find out that your children there in the school wouldn't have their meals this week?
Well, it was Thursday evening late when I actually heard myself. Now, an email came in around, I think, 11:30, but we're only back to school today, so I hadn't checked emails last Thursday. And it's just, I was alerted to it from a principal of another school who was back in school that they had received this. Mm-hmm. So it was last Thursday.
So you, have Thursday you, evening. Did yeah. you have a chance then to tell the parents before today?
Yes, I did send out a message on Friday morning then, just, you know, when I got a chance to speak to the Lunch Bag and see what was actually happening and why this was happening. And then I did send a message out to all parents on Friday just to tell them that we had just received this email. We were very disappointed about it, that we were looking into it. But as of today, they would have to, you know, send in lunches with the children, as opposed to last year when they were getting a hot lunch here at school.
And what was the reaction, Aideen? Did you hear from the parents?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I did hear from some of them. And, you know, they're disappointed about it. You know, can't understand why it has been, you know, pulled. And I suppose it's the guidelines really that are being brought in that have caused all this. The department brought in some guidelines which the Food Safety Authority of Ireland are now implementing, and the Lunch Bag need to comply with them. Mm-hmm. I suppose the first one really is that the oven which we use to reheat, because the meals are dropped early in the morning, cold in a box with ice packs. So we turn on our, we have an alarm set, turn on the oven. The lunches are put into the oven, they're reheated, and then they're distributed to the children at lunchtime. So with the guideline now, like we're, our school is, it's a two-teacher school, but we have three classrooms. So the third classroom doubles as staff room, as a set room, as a storeroom, you know, as an art supply room. So the oven is in that room. And the new guidelines now state that the oven can't be in a staff room. It needs to be in a separate room or in a separate utility area. We don't have that space here. We don't have funding to put on an extra building or an extra unit outside the school to house the oven. So that's the first guideline, which means, you know, even we get another supplier, they still can't give us the lunches.
You still need your room for your oven, and that's not going
yes.
to come easily. So I don't know how you think this is going to be solved. I mean, just listening to you there, I can't imagine it's going to be easy.
No. Like, I don't know if there's any way of getting over that. I mean, it has worked for the last year and a half without any issues. You know, in schools that don't have a room, you know, like if an inspector can come in and just look at the area, see that, you know, it's safe, the children aren't here, you know, that it could be done that way. But the other thing then is that they also would say the Lunch Bag need to employ an operator to come in and turn on the oven, heat the lunches and distribute them. Whereas we've been doing that, you know, with small numbers, we didn't need somebody. We have a secretary with an SNA and the teachers, and we take turns, you know, just it only takes 5 minutes to check the temperature of the lunches, get them into the oven, and then check them again, and they're distributed each of the classrooms then.
Right, but now you know, the new rules you're saying, and we're going to hear from Rain Angle from the lunch bag in a minute, but you're saying that they've been told they need to employ a separate person to do that. But that
yes,
doesn't make
yeah.
much sense in a small school, does it?
No, it doesn't. Not in the small school, it doesn't. No, no.
So,
you know, when you're dealing with bigger numbers, this is affecting schools who have 50 pupils or less. You know, it's again the small school, and, you know, the small schools are located in rural Ireland, you know. So it's again, we always hear about rural Ireland losing out on different things, and this is just another one to add to the list.
And have you had any reassurance? I know this is so fast moving now and you only heard about it on Thursday, but has the Department of Social Protection been in touch and have they said to you they're going to find a fix for this, or what do you think is going to happen next?
We got an email from them on, I think it was Thursday evening then, just said these guidelines need to be followed. And, you know, that we now, we, because the lunch bag now have withdrawn, we need to find another supplier. So we have to go through the whole tendering and the procurement process now. And even though we did have a contract with the lunch bag until August 2026, so we have to start from scratch again.
You have to go back to the drawing board. Okay, Aideen, well, it's yeah. Great to talk to you, just to understand what's happening. And we wish you well there on your first day back at school at Clohan's National School in County Clare. As I said, Ray Nangle is with us as well, CEO of the Lunch Bag. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Claire.
So you have told Aideen and plenty of other principals as well that you won't be able to supply them. I'm sure that was a difficult decision for you to make, but explain to us why you've done that.
Claire, it was an extremely difficult decision. You know, today is the 1st of September, normally a very happy and welcome day within school meals. It's actually a day that we launch our reformulation of food and nutrition, and an exciting day that side. But to be dealt on the same day that we had to let 82 schools notify that we couldn't serve them anymore.
82 legally. Schools?
82 schools around the country with an average of 20 students in each school. And I suppose, Claire, the main point here is that exactly as Aideen says, we worked very hard with these small schools to come up with a service that worked for both us and for them, and more importantly, for the kids in the country. Because every kid, doesn't matter what size of school it is, large or small, deserves to be treated equally. And a kid in a small school deserves the same hot meal as a kid in a large school. But we get paid €3.20 per meal. So in a small school of 20 kids, we get paid €64 a day to feed those 20 kids. Mm-hmm. Versus in an average size school of 200 kids, we get €3.20 per child. So it's €640. So in a larger school, we can hire an independent person to go in and to heat the meals and to distribute them. But in
which is what you're required to do according to these new guidelines.
So prior to the 15th of August, there was no guideline stating that we could not use the assistance of a school to assist in it. But if we did use the assistance of a school to assist in the heating and the distribution of it, then that school had to register as a food business operator with the EHO, and they had to declare that they were heating the meals, and they would have had to take temperature records, which we would have given these schools training in relation to. So if you take Aideen school, we would have placed the oven in the school. We would have given her staff training of when the food comes in from us, you have to temperature probe it to make sure it's under 5 degrees. When it comes out of the oven, you have to temperature probe it to make sure it's over 70 degrees. And you have to keep those records because an EHO can come into your school and inspect it to make sure that food safety standards are held.
Right.
Food safety is paramount.
So you'd offer to do all of that, but that's not good enough. Is that what they're saying to you?
No, that's what we were doing for the last 2 years. That's what we were doing in Aideen school for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, on the 15th of August, for the first time ever, the Interdepartmental Group for School Meals has brought in a rule stating that no supplier can use anybody in the school to heat or distribute the meals, which means that we have to hire somebody to go into the school to heat and distribute the meals. So if you take Aideen school, if I'm hiring somebody independent to go into her school, I'm going to have to pay them for roughly 3 hours, an hour to go in and prepare it, and an hour to heat the meals, and an hour to serve it up. And Joe, versus when Aideen's in the school, it takes her 5 minutes to put the meals in the oven, and she can go back to teaching or cleaning or doing the secretary work. So when there was there is cooperation between ourselves and the schools in relation to finding a solution for it, we were still fully legally compliant from a food safety point of view because the school was registered as a food business. looking after that heating and distributing, and we were registered as a food business looking after the making and delivering to the school. So everything was fully compliant, but a new rule brought in on, and again, there was Aidan mentioned two rules. So one rule was we had to hire our own member staff. That's a new rule since the 15th of mm-hmm. you know, the rule and, that we were not allowed to school staff is there.
Yeah, and the other one's the oven, where the oven is.
Yes. So if you take it in most of those small schools, we would place the oven in the school staff room, and the oven would heat the meals while there's nobody in the staff room, because we'd be heating the meals while the teachers are teaching. So effectively, Joe, that room could be classified as a dedicated heating room for the hour that the heating is going on for.
But that's gone now as well.
Yes, the new regulations is you have to have a dedicated sole room just for the oven and the heating of it.
And tell me, Ray, the rules came in on the 15th of August. Is that when you were told?
So the interdepartmental group was formed in December last year, made up of members from Department of Education, Health, Education, Children and the FSAI, and they were brought in to have a whole look at how school meals is done and what way it's going to be done going forwards. They have spent the last 9 months, and on the 15th of August, they landed a 97-page document, a call for tender, that every school now has to use this 97-page call for tender, which now is the new rules and regulations around school.
Which is what the schools will have to deal with if they decide to re-tender the 82 schools where you've made the call.
So if you take Aideen school now has to go out for tender, mm-hmm. and she has to go out for tender with this 97-page document, and a supplier that wants to go into Aideen school has to sign this 97-page document.
Right, but you've given us the figure there that you could be paid €64 for feeding the students and the pupils, and you've got to pay somebody for 3 hours out of that.
And you still have to pay for the food, and you still have to pay for everything else that goes along with it.
That makes no sense. A parent in Louth has been on, and they say another new rule is that the leftover lunch can't be sent home. Now, we had lunches sent home last week, so I don't know if you know about that, Ray.
Oh, I do know about that. I'm fully aware of this 97-page document, so I am.
The lunch isn't sent home with the child anymore?
So under the new CFT that they have launched, so all these new rules now apply for that. There, any existing school that is still in contract with us still falls under the rules. They're within those contracts. But yes, like the amount of new rules within this 97-page document is quite vast, and everybody is still getting their own heads around mm-hmm. it.
But is that one of them?
Yes, one of them is, and again, the food waste, it's not necessarily to do with food waste. And I get where the FSAI are coming from. So the FSAI are saying that, and I fully agree, schools shouldn't have to be registered as a food business operator, and schools shouldn't have to deal with the responsibilities around food safety. And if a school assists either in the waste or in the distribution or in the heating, well, by de facto, then they become a food business operator. So what the FSA are trying to do is ensure that schools don't become a food business operator. But unfortunately, within small schools, if the school isn't going to assist us in relation to delivering this here, well, then there's going to have to be, you know, like there is a capitation grant for small schools, and mm-hmm. There's going to have to be some kind of a grant to cover these additional costs within the small schools, because it just doesn't work in the small schools. Well, at 320, I'm sure you get.
We asked the Department of Social Protection about this, and they say the recent changes ensure consistent standards and that schools and providers operate safely and compliantly across areas such as food safety, health and safety, fire safety and building regulations. Now, they go on to say that they were told on Thursday by a number of schools that they'd received an email from one supplier advising them of their decision to withdraw services. Is it just your... Do you know are there other companies apart from the lunch bag, Ray, who've made this decision?
So yeah, well, sorry, I'm fully aware that there's a lot of school meal suppliers that wouldn't even enter contracts with small schools in the first place, whereas with the lunch bag we tried to work with small schools and we tried to create it. But yes, I'm also aware that there is other school meal suppliers that are working with small schools that are now set in a position where it's either unviable to do and they have to hire somebody to go into the school to perform those duties and they're taking the loss on it, or they're doing it, but they're going to break the new laws from the FSAI. And in fairness, that's not something us as a compliant company were willing to do. We weren't willing to jeopardise the whole company. And you know, food safety and compliance is at the utmost core of what we do. And the only way we could be compliant was either we either did one of two things. We either went and hired 82 people, 82 staff members to go into these 82 schools between the 15th of August and I wouldn't say the 15th of August because it took us a week to actually read the 97 pages and come to terms with it. So we either had to hire 82 people to go into these 82 schools, and obviously we'd be losing money, or we had to comply with the guidelines and give up the schools. It was an extremely difficult decision. And you hear Aidan on the phone, like, we had to personally make these phone calls and send these emails to these principals. Not something that you would like to do after building up a really good relationship with these here over a long period of time.
Well, I think even in the short time that the meals have been in place, people have come to rely on them. So it's an awful shock to know that they're being pulled from these schools for the parents and the children involved. You've also gone through, over the summer, I know you've had to change your menus, haven't you, to take away some of the options that were on there. That was another directive from the department.
It is, and in fairness, Claire, I say it's a sad day that we lost the 82 schools, but it's a day that we celebrate in relation to, you know, we launched what we call the reformulation of food. So over the last 18 months, you know, because now, you know, us as a company, we're feeding 100,000 kids in the country, we were able to go to, you know, large Irish manufacturers, you know, Glenhaven, Lochnan's, Ballymaloe, and we were able to go to them and say, a chicken nugget, as it is in Ireland, is high in fat. Joe, it's high in salt, it's high in thing, but we can make a chicken nugget that is actually healthy. We can make a chicken nugget that is, it's coated with wholemeal coating, it's toasted, not flash fried. So we have went and worked with suppliers to literally reformulate how food is manufactured in Ireland. Mm-hmm. That is now being served in school meals for the first time.
Yeah, because there was, I'm sure you knew that there was a lot of unhappiness around the quality of the meals that were being served for a time. Certainly in the school year last year, there was an awful lot of talk about it.
And Claire, it takes time to reformulate food. It takes time to get manufacturers and factories to change how they make food and change their processes. But Joe, we work with Sarah Keogh, a dietitian. We work with our own in-house dietitian, Colin Kenny, and we have worked tirelessly with suppliers. And it's taken us 18 months to bring this reformulation of food. But this reformulation of food will stand for generations to come. It will change how food is actually produced in this country going forwards. We're producing food now in Ireland healthier than can be purchased around Europe. I have no doubt what we have done in Ireland with the reformulation of food and how school meals will have huge implications throughout the continent, not the country.
Okay, Ray, we'll leave it there, but I think this is something we're going to hear more of as we go through the day, and already the messages are coming in, and parents in particular who aren't going to see the leftovers in the lunchbox, which is what we had before, are worried because they don't know what the child has managed to consume during the day. Ray Nagel, CEO of the Lunch Bag there, and if you've been affected by this, if your child is going to one of those 82 schools and you've been told that the hot lunches are gone pretty much and the principal doesn't know when they're going to be back, do get in touch with us this morning, 51551. Now, next up, with the Fianna Fáil presidential candidate yet to be decided, is the momentum now with former Dublin GAA manager Jim Gavin?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.